After 2 weeks on the road, the home fans get their first look at the orange and blue tonight.
For Jordan Taylor, touchdown!
In the all-important third preseason game.
I'm excited. My goal is just to play a little bit harder and push a little bit more this week.
We're still, you know, developing as a team, but, you know, come the first week of the season, we're ready to go.
Von Miller is expected to make his preseason debut, as well as running back Jamal Charles.
Jamal's going to play a lot. This is going to be Jamal's shot to go do his thing. He knows it. He's ready.
We'll hear from Steve Atwater to get his keys to the game. Plus, Matt Boyer will be inside the Broncos locker room.
Go time. Bronco style, baby.
All that and a whole lot more. The Broncos TV pregame show starts right now. It's a regular season rehearsal, the closest thing we'll get to regular season football until the Monday night opener on September 11th. The roster is taking form, but there are still spots up for grabs that can be secured with a strong performance tonight. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the Broncos TV pregame show brought to you by Microsoft. I'm Phil Milani, getting you set for Broncos and Packers tonight. Steve Atwater will be along shortly with his keys to the game. But first, let's check in with the players as they made their way into the stadium.
Man, feels good to be back here, man. Back at Mile High. What a game. What a day. Go Broncos.
Oh, yeah. It's game time.
I'm excited, man. It's my first day being to the stadium. So excited.
So, you know, we about to get that dub today, man. Yeah, excited, man. Back home. Back home. Get that dub.
The Broncos offense is expected to play the entire first half, maybe a little into the second half. And now for more on what to expect tonight, we check in with Matt Boyer, who's inside the Broncos locker room.
Thanks, Phil. Yeah, it's been quite a long time since we've last been inside this locker room, 237 days to be exact. It's also been that long since we've last seen Von Miller on the field in an official Broncos game, but that changes tonight. Expect to see Von in the first quarter for the Broncos. Miller saying he doesn't really need that much preseason action. However, this will be a great opportunity to see some of those younger guys behind him, guys like Vontarius Dora and Kasim Edebali. On the offensive side of the ball, it's also the first game that we are going to see Trevor Siemian as the official starter for your Denver Broncos. Siemian saying earlier this week the Packers provide a great opponent, a great test to get in some preseason work. Also expect to see Paxton Lynch, though, in the second half. Head coach Vance Joseph saying earlier this week, Lynch needs game reps, and this is the perfect opportunity. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com. After tonight's game, we'll have head coach Vance Joseph at the podium, as well as Trevor Siemian. Plus, we will be back here live inside the locker room with player reaction following the game on Twitter. But for now, Phil, we'll send it back to you on the field.
Thank you very much, Matt. We'll see you back here field level in just a few moments. But now we're joined by Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason with his things to watch. First of all, Mace is in regular season form with the suit.
Well, it is the dress rehearsal, right? So you're supposed to dress like you do in the regular season. I'm ready.
I know that one of your things to watch for is the defensive line.
Yeah, you start with the guys who will be starting tonight, Zach Kerr and Adam Gotsis. They're filling in for Jared Crick and Derek Wolfe, who are both injured tonight. Both Kerr and Gotsis had good games last week, and even though you're expecting Crick and Wolfe to be available for week one and beyond, you need a good D-line rotation. You're going to play all four of those defensive ends at some point over the course of every game. And if the Broncos are going to improve on their run defense, which was one of the league's worst last year, you've got to have your backups playing as well as the starters. So seeing a good game from Kerr and Gotsis tonight, it's crucial for what the Broncos want to do up front.
Stopping the run was something they wanted to address in the offseason, and that's why they brought in Domantas Peko. He had a great game last week.
Yeah, he did, and Kerr and Gotsis played well off of him, but Domantas Peko, he's been exactly what the Broncos hoped he would be. When teams go at him with only one blocker, he's blowing up play after play, which is sort of the big thing for him. So he draws double teams. And when he draws double teams, that frees everybody up on the interior of the defense to make plays, not only the defensive ends, but your inside linebackers. And that is crucial for what the Broncos want to do on defense. Last year, not only did they struggle against the run, but it played itself out. They were one of the worst teams in terms of getting tackles for losses and tackles for no gain against the run. If you can have Peko drawing double teams, The inside linebackers can shoot forward, make plays at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage, and that can knock the opposing offense off schedule, forcing the pass more often than they like, and they're passing at the no-fly zone. That's what the Broncos want to do.
It all works together on defense.
Yes.
On the other side of the ball, that running back room is really loaded, especially after D'Angelo Henderson had back-to-back performances like he has. Jamaal Charles, this is a big night for him.
Huge night for him. He's going to get in at some point during the first 15 plays and play quite a bit over the course of the night. The Broncos want to see how his knee holds up. They've been working him gradually in the training camp. They upped his reps early on, and he's seen a lot of work this week. He's looked good this week. The big test for Jamaal Charles is not just what he does tonight. It's how he looks tomorrow. If he comes through okay, does pretty well, if the knee looks good, he should be good to go for the regular season.
Yeah, tonight and tomorrow, big for Jamaal Charles. You can catch Mazed on Orange and Blue 760 Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. You can also find him on Twitter at Mazed Denver or read his stories on DenverBroncos.com. Now let's actually hear from Jamaal Charles, who's expecting to have a big night tonight.
I'm always been Jamaal. Jamaal never went nowhere. I'm just on a different team now, and I'm just able to just go out there and play with my teammates and have fun.
Just Jamaal being Jamaal, you know. Obviously, it's a big day for him, and he's excited. I'm excited for him. He's looked explosive for about, you know, 2 or 3 weeks now, so that hadn't changed, you know. So it's for the needle moving, I guess, you know. But he looks explosive right now, so hopefully he plays well Saturday.
I'm excited to just to play football again. Basically, it's not everybody making a big deal. It's just football to me. I'm just doing out there and just do what I always do. You know what I'm saying? And my talent speaks for itself.
If the old Jamaal never went anywhere, then we are certainly in store for a treat tonight. His play will be a key for the offense moving the ball tonight. For more keys to the game, let's check in with our Broncos insider, Steve Atwater.
Thanks, Phil. Three keys to the game. First off, Jamaal Charles. Jamaal Charles needs to have a good game, and he needs to prove to everyone that he can still be competitive in this league. I think he needs to have 5 to 10 carries and come out of this game with no knee issues. Secondly, Trevor Siemian. Trevor Siemian needs to take control of this offense, move us down the field a couple of times, and continue to increase the confidence that his teammates and coaches have in him. Thirdly, special teams. Last week we gave up a 105-yard kickoff return. We need to improve in that area today and hold them inside the 20-yard line. Back to you, Phil.
You can find Atwater on Broncos Blitz on Orange and Blue 760 Monday through Friday from 1 to 3 or, of course, on Twitter at SteveAtwater27. Matt Boyer is back with us now, and Von Miller is expected to make his debut tonight. What can we expect from him?
Well, we heard from Von Miller earlier this week. He said that he doesn't really need a lot of preseason work, and when you're one of the best defensive players in the NFL, it's probably a true case. It is going to be important for those younger guys, but I think just getting a couple of game reps, you know, I don't think we're going to see Von outside that first quarter. I think that if you listen to some of the offensive linemen that he goes against on a daily basis, they would tell you he looks great. He is in mid-season form. He is continually getting by guys on the outside. So I think that he's going to be ready.
We heard about that ninja workout that he's been doing. 4 to 5 sacks tonight?
Oh, at least,
at
right?
Least, at least. Well, last night we saw Julian Edelman go down for the Patriots. Injury's always a concern. Yep. Why does Von even need to play at all?
I think it's important to get game reps. I think you can simulate a game as best as you can in practice, but there's no replication for the real thing. There's just no substitute. So I think seeing another team, at least getting one time on the field real against another team like Green Bay, I think is going to be important, and I think he's going to take advantage of the limited amount of time he gets and then rest up, not play the fourth game, and let's get to the Chargers.
Well, we've seen Von do it all training camp long. Tonight, he'll lace him up for real, at least for one series.
I'm DFW. I'm down for whatever. You know, if whatever coach, VJ wants me to do, I'm going to be ready to go. You know, it's preseason, regular season, playoffs, it don't matter to me. When you know, it's just like baseball. Whenever it's my turn to pitch, I'm gonna go pitch. It don't matter the game. I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna be me if it's my time to go.
Down for whatever. That's what we like to hear. We're now just about an hour away from kickoff. Of course, you can catch tonight's game on KTVD Channel 20. Matt, we're wrapping up things here. What's your final thought?
I think it's going to be a very important night. Like we've been saying all night,
dress rehearsal game, it's going to be very key for those frontline guys, those second-line guys, because head coach Vance Joseph said he wants his starting lineup solidified as we go into that preseason game, number four. So I think that it's going to be crucial for these guys to take advantage of the limited amount of reps that they get and then head into next week ready to go. That's when this Chargers prep really starts for those frontline guys. For the back-end guys on the roster, next week is going to be important, that fourth preseason game for them. However, I do think that it's going to be important for the front line and the second line guys tonight to take advantage.
Yeah, and we haven't even talked about that left guard position.
No.
That is definitely up for grabs between Max Garcia and Alan Barber, of course. So that'll be something to watch for. And then, of course, Jamaal Charles. Well, that is going to do it for us. We'll be back live post-game inside the Broncos locker room. But until then, thank you for watching the Broncos TV pregame show.